Come on in, Bond, and get a look at Grace's living.
Hey, how can you afford a maid, Fred?
Oh, I asked Mr. Slate for a raise and invited him to dinner. Once he tastes Lola breaking his cooking, it'll be a pushover.
She cooks that good?
Smell that, Bonnie. What are you doing, Bond?
Oh, you don't mind if I borrow a snoot full of the delicious aromas, do you? I need it. You're looking at a man who is going home to cold soup and some stale leftovers.
See you in the morning, Bonnie. Arrivederci.
And arrivederci to you, too.
I've got the campaign going strong. Whenever Fred's around, I work like a slave cleaning and scrubbing.
Well, you think Fred'll let you have a maid?
Eventually, he's got to get the idea I need help.
Oh, men, they just don't know how hard we work.
You can say that again.
A maid. Oh, I'd give anything for one.
Why don't you ask Barney?
Because I hate to see a grown man cry.
I'm gonna cry if she drops another stitch.
Last week, the TV set broke down. Fred wouldn't even call a repairman.
How'd you get it fixed?
I took a screwdriver and poked around myself.
But that's dangerous, all that power. Suppose you touched the wrong thing.
I did. That's how my hair got so curly. I'm the only woman in town who got her permanent on Channel 17.
Well, if he wouldn't pay to fix the TV set, how do you think you can get Fred to give in on a maid?
Oh, I've got it all figured out. I'm going to shame him into it.
That package, another gift for Betty?
Yep.
That's the third one this week. Boy, when you go, you really go, go, go.
Well, I like to give Betty the little luxuries.
What is it?
A mop.
Hey, here's the toll bridge.
Oh, I got it, Fred.
Okay, Filbert.
Righto.
You're gonna spoil Betty, Barney. You gotta be strong like me. Now, take Wilma. She's been knocking herself out trying to show me how she needs a maid.
Oh, don't do it, Fred. I can't afford it. You know women. Wilma gets a maid, Betty wants one.
Don't worry, Barney boy. Betty won't get a maid because I ain't getting one.
Thanks, Fred. You're a pal.
Come on in with me, Barney.
Well, the last of the big spenders are home.
Time to go into my act.
Good luck. See you later.
Wilma, where are you, Apple Dumpling? Your golden boy is home.
She doesn't seem to be here, Fred.
Hang around, Barney boy. I'm sure she's getting ready for her performance. Hey, we can play a few hands of rock rummy while we wait.
Oh.
Make like you don't see her.
Your pick, Barney.
Oh.
My pick now. Oh, boy, what a hand.
Oh.
I bet your hand is better than mine, Fred.
Hey, Wilma, did you just carry all those logs in here?
Yes, I did.
Oh, honey, I don't want you carrying loads like that. That's much too heavy for you. Next time, make two trips.
Ooh! Oh, I'm sorry to be still cleaning at this hour, Fred. Oh, but there's still so much to do.
That's all right, honey. You go right ahead with whatever you're doing, and I'll read the newspaper. You're not bothering me a bit.
Ooh!
Ooh. that feels good. Don't stop now.
Oh, I'm so tired. So tired. Pick up your foot.
Huh? Oh, sure, honey, sure. Anything to be helpful.
All right, you can put your foot down.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Ooh, 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 ouch. Ooh,
ooh. Wilma, Fred's still asleep?
Yep.
How'd it go last night?
Miserably. He didn't even begin to notice. I think I'd have to be at death's door before he'd let me have a maid. That's it. I think I just said something wonderful. Come on. Let's see. A, B, C, D. Here it is. Diagnose your own ills.
A doctor's book?
Mm-hmm. Here's a good one. Listen. Hemopoopolitis. Symptoms: general lassitude, lack of energy, brittle nails and hair, and dark circles under the eyes. Treatment: lots of rest.
What are you reading that for?
Betty, if I don't read it, how am I going to catch it? If I'm too sick to work, he'll have to hire someone.
Oh, that's brilliant, Wilma. Absolutely brilliant.
By the time breakfast is over, I'm going to have a maid. Dark circles under the eyes. Little mascara will handle that.
Wilma.
Morning, Wilma. What's for breakfast? I'm starved. Wilma?
Here I am, Fred. I'll get you something to eat.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Fred. Nothing at all. Just that old devil lassitude acting up again.
Lassitude? Didn't you sleep well?
Not a wink. It was so noisy.
What do you mean, noisy?
Every time I rolled over, my brittle hair cracked under my ear.
Your what?
Oh, it was like sleeping on a mattress full of cornflakes. All night long, snap, crackle, pop.
Oh, well, you should have got me up.
I tried. But every time I tapped you on the shoulder, one of my brittle nails broke off.
One of your brittle... You have terrible circles under your eyes, too. Let me look at them.
Oh, don't be concerned. I'm perfectly all right.
She's at it again. This looks serious. You're so tired and all. Wilma, there's only one thing to do.
Oh, I know where we can get a wonderful girl that cooks and cleans.
I'm going to send for a doctor.
Oh, I waste money on a doctor. Why don't we look up the symptoms in the medical book? They might prescribe a simple treatment on page 84.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
The book's on the top left-hand shelf.
Yes, here it is. Page was that?
Oh, 84, I think.
84. Symptoms, general lassitude, brittle nails and hair.
You skipped one. Lack of energy.
And circles under the eyes. Treatment? Lots of exercise.
Maybe the best thing would be if we got a full-time maid. Exercise? Where does it say that? Where? Oh, I don't care what the book says. I'm weak, do you hear? Can't you see how weak I am?
You are the strongest weakling I ever saw. Now, come on, Wilma. You know there's nothing wrong with you.
But I'm sick, Fred. Sick, sick, sick. Do I have to cry to show you how sick I am?
Oh, don't cry. Your mascara's running enough already.
My mascara? Oh, you knew all the time.
Oh. Of course. Oh, Wilma, no, stop. Stop, Wilma. Wilma, stop. The neighbors will think I'm beating you, Wilma. Stop. Okay. You can have the maid.
I can have a maid?
Yeah. But I sure don't know where I'll get the money to pay for it.
We'll manage, you'll see.
Wilma! What are you doing?
Oh, I know a nice woman who'll help with the cleaning and cook the most wonderful Italian dishes.
But you're getting a maid. Why are you cleaning?
Oh, I couldn't let her see the house this way.
Oh, boy. Women.
I was against it originally, but I want to tell you, Barney, this woman that's helping Wilma is the greatest.
Well, what's her name?
Lolo Brigida. In my house, that means gracious living. And what meals she makes.
Well, we don't need a woman for that. My Betty can cook up a storm. Of course, you know what damage a storm can do.
Would you like to see the Ed Stonovan television show while you're working, Lola Brigida?
Ah, grazie, grazie.
This knob adjusts the sound. I'm going to straighten up the bedroom.
And now, folks, let's give a really big Ed Stonovan welcome to our really big Western singing star, Tiny Tex Bricker. Oh, give me a home where the dinosaurs roam, where the reptiles and the mastodons play.
It's a terrible singing.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, 'cause you're too busy running away.
Oh, I'm not gonna stand it.
Oh, I'm on the...
Don't you like music, Lola Brigida?
Only a good music. That's why I turn off the TV. I no can stand bad singing. Last year, I quit 2 jobs just for this.
That won't happen here.
I hope not.
That must be Fred.
Oh, Signorina, I will put dinner on the table.
Come on in, Bob, and get a look at gracious living.
Hey, how can you afford a mate, Fred?
Oh, I asked Mr. Slate for a raise and invited him to dinner. Once he tastes Lola Brigida's cooking, it'll be a pushover.
She cooks that good?
Smell that, Barney. What are you doing, Barn?
Oh, you don't mind if I borrow a snoot full of the delicious aromas, do you? I need it. You're looking at a man who is going home to cold soup and some stale leftovers.
See you in the morning, Barney. Arrivederci.
And arrivederci to you, too.
Good morning, Lola Brigida.
Buongiorno, signorina.
I'll be right back. I'm just going next door. Mr. Flintstone's still sleeping.
Da-da-dee-da-da-da.
Can't wait to eat, even the smell is delicious. She likes music. Well, I give her a little serenade, make her feel at home. Oh, Lola Brigida, your food, I dig it up. I'm not for a loop by your minestrone soup. If there's a Jew, it's your pasta fazoo. Oh, Lola Brigida, oh, I flip my Brigida. And your pizza's great. I'd even eat the plate. That's enough water, Henry. Hold it. Hold it, I said. That's enough. Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Slate. You can come to dinner tonight. Oh, that will be fine, sir. Yes, sir. Bye. My raise is in the bag. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yes, Mrs. Van der Rock, you're coming to dinner tonight? Oh, that'll be fine. See you then.
Who was that?
Oh, you know the social club Barney and I've been trying to join for so long?
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Van der Rock, who are in charge of new members, are coming by for dinner tonight.
Wonderful!
Yeah. But they're so snooty. I wish I had someone like Lola Brigida to impress them.
Well, why don't you borrow Lola Brigida for tonight? I don't think she'll mind.
Well, really? How about Fred?
Oh, he won't mind either. We have nothing planned.
Oh, that's wonderful. We'll give the Van der Rocks a night they'll never forget.
Oh, that was a great breakfast, Lolo Brickener. Just great.
Grazie, senor. Grazie.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. We're having company for dinner tonight. My boss. Would you tell my wife?
Ah, si, I tell her. But, Mr. Flintstone, about your singing, I cannot...
I know you can't tell me how much you liked it. Well, you just keep cooking the way you've been cooking, and I will serenade you day and night. Oh, Lola Brigitte, your food I dig it.
He is going to sing day and night? Oh, no. That I could not stand.
And if there is a jewel, it's your pasta for Zuhuel.
I quit, signed Lolo Brigida. I'm glad it was a short message. Oh, my aching beak.
Lola Brigida!
Gee, I hope she likes the idea.
Oh, Lola Brigida!
It's awfully quiet.
What's this? I quit, signed Lola Brigida.
Oh, no! Well, there goes my chance to impress the Vanderrocks. And I know a maid would have done it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Betty. It was my fault. Oh, wait a minute. We can still do it. I can be Lola Brigida.
Oh, we'd never get away with it.
Why not? I've got everything here. I'll cook an Italian meal, then I'll bring it over to your house and serve.
Oh, Wilmer, do you think we could fool the Vanderrocks?
Buongiorno, signora. You like some anti-pasto?
Oh, don't worry. What could possibly go wrong?
Stop pacing, Barney. Nothing can go wrong. Wilma cooked a delicious meal. Now, what are you worried about?
Did you ever start up a gangplank and have a sudden feeling there was no ship?
Everything will be all right. And remember, Wilma's not Wilma. She's Lola Brigida. Oh, that'll be them. Now, put on the Ritz, Barney. We want to show them we have a little savoir-faire.
Oh, don't worry. I can savoir as fair as the next guy. Evening, folks.
Good evening, Mr. Rubble.
Evening.
So glad you could come. Take Mrs. Vanderrock's stole, Barney.
My pleasure.
Oh, nice. Be careful with it. It's mink, you know.
Smells like skunk to me.
Well, you don't smell like a bed of roses to me, either.
I suppose our honored guests would like cocktail from our portable bar. Oh, Jeeves, perhaps a bottle of cactus lager. It's very tasty.
I'll go along with that.
Open wide.
Nice place you have here.
Oh, thank you. But we're looking for a bigger one. We want to move to a neighborhood with people who make the kind of money Barney does.
Yeah, the nickel and dime set.
Doing well, is he?
Oh, yes. Well, with the raises he's been getting, profit sharing, stock options.
Yeah, between that and carrying my own lunch, we've been able to save quite a bit.
I suppose you people are hungry. Shall we dine? I'll ring for the maid.
There's the bell. Round one. Antipasto coming up.
Oh, Wilma, we're here. Sorry we're late. Wilma?
Where's the little woman, Fred?
She must have gone out for something. But I'll have the maid bring us a little antipasto, eh?
Me?
Yes, sir. The best there is. Lolo Brigida. Funny. She isn't here either.
That smells delicious. And I'm starved. Why don't we save some time? I'll set the table. You dish everything out.
Whatever you say, boss. Wait till you taste this great Italian food.
And while we were abroad, we bought a number of fine paintings. Do you dabble in oils, Mr. Rubble?
Dabble in oils? Only when I eat sardines.
Sardines?
I think we're ready for the main dish, Wilma. Lola Brigida.
CC.
Lola Brigida is such a treasure. She makes delicious spaghetti bolognese and brontosaurus meatballs.
You don't say.
Next course, spaghetti coming up. I hope it tastes as... empty! I've been robbed!
Is that you, honey bun? Mr. Slate and me served ourselves.
Smells wonderful, Mrs. Flintstone.
Pass your plate, boss. It's so good you won't believe it.
Salt! It needs more salt!
Yeah, Wilma, wait! Hold it, Wilma!
Ah, the spaghetti. Empty?
I've heard of low-calorie dishes, but this is ridiculous.
Lola Brigadier, would you bring in the meatballs?
Cece.
These meatballs are delicious. I think I'll have another.
Sure, boss.
They're cold. I'll heat them up. Heavens, only two meatballs left.
I know you're all hungry, but these meatballs will make up for everything. If you'll excuse me, I'll see what's keeping Lola Brigida. What's the matter, Wilma?
Betty, it's terrible. Fred invited Mr. Slate to dinner, and this is all they left. Two meatballs.
Oh, no. There are four of us. What are we going to do?
Have you anything to add to it?
I don't have a thing.
I've got an idea. Where's Barney's golf bag?
Well, it's right here in the closet, but what good is that?
Two golf balls, meatballs, coming up. I'll cover them with sauce and give one to you and one to Barney.
But how can we be sure we get the right ones?
The golf balls are smaller.
All right. But Wilma, be sure the Van der Rocks get the real meatballs, please.
Have a nice, bigger meatballa?
I think I'll take the smaller one, and so will Mr. Van der Rock. Ooh, it looks delicious.
That one had a little too much spice.
How's your meatball, dear?
I don't know. I'm afraid to try.
Four?
Remind me, darling. Next time we have dinner here, I'll bring a caddy.
Well, it was nice almost having dinner.
I can't understand it, Mr. Slate. Wilma's never like this. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd like to say goodbye to your wife. That is, if you can hold her still long enough.
Oh, Wilma! Maybe she's over at the Rubbles.
Well, then I'll say goodbye to her over there.
Thank you for a difficult evening.
You haven't said anything about the club.
Yes, the membership.
Membership? Well, I really don't see.
Wayne, it's all my fault. I'm not a maid. This was all my idea to impress you, and I've made a mess of things.
You're not a maid? Oh, and we thought the Rubbles were trying to be snobs.
Oh, heck, I'm no snob. I don't even know how to spell it.
Well, that's different. Rubble, I'll put you up for membership myself. See you at the clubhouse tomorrow. Come, my pet.
We're in, Betty.
Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, Barn, you seen Wilma?
Here I am, Fred. Don't be angry. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Slate, but I can explain everything. I was helping out the Rubbles, and they needed a maid tonight, so...
You don't have to explain. If you have to work as a maid, it's quite obvious I'm not paying your husband enough.
Then I get the raise?
Starting tomorrow.
Ha-ha!
Good night, Flintstones. I'll pick up a burger on the way home.
Congratulations, Fred. It could have been a disaster for both of us, but Wilma saved the day.
She certainly did. You helped us, Wilma. Is there anything we can do for you?
I just remembered. I haven't had my dinner yet.
I'll take the apron.
Mrs. Flintstone, would you please be seated?
What in the world's going on?
Yabba-dabba-doo, I love you. The dinner is served, madame. Oh, Lola Brigida, for you I flip my wig.
Oh, you're the best maid I ever had, Fred.
At your service, my dear.